Trayvon Jennifer joins us on Sports Byline, and he has a book out called From the Ground Up, and the title is very, very appropriate. He's a very interesting young man. You may have read or heard something about him, but he is an athlete, and he was born with no legs, and he has done a number of things in athletics. And Trayvon, when I saw the information on you, I just kind of smiled a little bit because I like people that overcome adversity, no matter what it might be. Tell everybody a little bit about your life and your background.
I was born September 7th, 1988. I was born in La Plata, Maryland, and I was born without any legs. Doctors pretty much said that I wasn't going to be very much of an athlete. They thought that I couldn't handle heavy contact or anything like that. I just proved them wrong by having my family and friends back there to support me.
How old were you when you realized that you didn't have your legs?
I was born without them, so I always knew. But my parents tried to explain from, like, day one, like, from when I was, like, four, when I can, you know, understand a little bit of it.
Your positive attitude, I would assume, comes from the fact that your family and your friends always approached you about life that way.
My mom and dad used to tell me that life is going to be hard, and people may look at you as a different person, but when they get to know you inside, that's all that counts.
One of the things that I know about kids growing up is that they can be awfully cruel. They can kid children who are different from them. What was it like for you growing up as a youngster?
Elementary school wasn't that bad. It's like going shopping for something like that, and you got, like, little kids, and they just stare at you, and me being younger didn't know why they were staring at me, and so I just needed my parents to explain to me why, and why was I different, but they explained it to me, and I understood it, like, after a while.
I have some friends that have lost a leg or lost a limb, and I have always found them all, universally, Trayvon, to have the strangest sense of humors that I've ever known. Did you develop kind of a shell and a sense of humor over all of this yourself?
Yeah, like sometimes, you know, I mean, I joke around and I'll make fun of my disability because it doesn't mean like it's something bad. I'm making it happy because I'm doing things that I like to do.
Give me an example of your sense of humor.
Okay, like say for instance, like I probably got a little kid around me or something like that, and I'll tell him like, my dad, when I was younger, cut off my legs because I didn't clean my room. So I guess you better get in there and clean your room. And, yeah, I'm pretty sure their room will stay clean.
What kind of a reaction do you get from kids when you share that type of humor with them?
Yeah, the shock kind. They just, like, their mouth just drops.
Did you ever use prostheses?
Yeah, I had prostheses. I don't use them as of now. But when I was in elementary school, going into middle school, I used them a lot. They wanted me to get the feel of them better. But I just felt as though it wasn't me.
Why is that?
It just feels like I'm trying to be something that I'm not with the legs on. So I just figured just to go without them.
What was high school like for you? Because I know in the book you portray the hardships of high school and what it was like to fit in. How difficult was that for you?
Well, like, I went to Central High School for my freshman and sophomore year, and then we moved to Huntingtown, Maryland. And it was kind of hard because not knowing anybody my junior year, and then after my junior year, it was only 1 year. I didn't think that I would get to know people a lot better, but wrestling really helped me get to know people.
Yeah, and we'll get to the sports aspect in just a second, but I think your message for life is very important. I want a lot of people to hear it since we have a worldwide audience. How do you discern between people who like you and understand you and those that might feel sorry for you?
The people that feel sorry for me, I understand why, but there's no reason to because, you know what I mean, I've been like this for my whole entire life, and I'm just used to it. There's no reason to feel sorry for me because I'm doing great. My health is great. I'm working out, playing lots of sports, and that's how it is.
I know there were have to be some other people in your circle of friends that were instrumental in helping you develop the personality and the consistency and the determination. Who were some of those other people?
People like my aunts and uncles, my ex-neighbor Moo, great friends like Marie. I can't even name them all. They've just been there for me for a long time. Aunt Tanya's, Aunt Baba Jean, my Uncle Buddhist, a lot.
And also, I know that your gym teacher, Mr. Gray, was instrumental. Tell me about him.
Right. Mr. Gray is actually the one who actually put sports on me like that. He opened my eyes to sports, basically. My dad did it, too, but, you know, Mr. Gray actually, like, I did gymnastics for him. I climbed my first rope in gym with him. We learned how to jump rope, and the list goes on and on.
What perspective does sports bring you about life that maybe you would not have had if you had not had sports in your life?
I'd say without sports, I don't know. There's not much for me to do, really, except, you know, just be myself. And I don't know. Without sports, my life would be dry, basically.
I like this quote in the book. You said, "I spend my life walking on my hands, so when people tell me I do crazy things with my body, I laugh. But even I had to admit that I went too far this time. This had to be the craziest thing I've ever done. What was I thinking trying to wrestle? What was I trying to prove?" Let's answer the questions in order. What were you thinking trying to wrestle?
It was something new. I wanted to do something new. My dad brought it up when we moved, and I was trying to prove to my dad that, you know what I mean, any task that's put in front of me, that, you know, I can do it.
What was it that you had to deal with from a technical standpoint wrestling that other wrestlers with legs didn't have to deal with?
Like, sometimes in practice there would be a move that I can't do because it's involving legs, but me and the coaches would work our way around that and find a way that it would work for me. It just took extra time.
I would also think, Trevon, that because of the fact that you don't have legs and that you are close to the ground, that you have that advantage. In other words, the opposing wrestler can't get to your legs to try to take you off your feet.
Well, a lot of people say it's an advantage and a disadvantage, but really, if you think about it, we're equal. Because if a lot of people, like, just rammed into me, and that really knocked me off balance. But then I sort of got to know I needed to move around the mat in order to, you know, get the takedown.
You finished third in the state tournament?
Yeah, my senior year.
Yeah, what sense of satisfaction did you have when you did that?
And it felt great because I really didn't expect me to go to the next level like that, like my first year wrestling, my junior year, but with Coach Green and all the coaches behind me teaching me, it just helped me move on and just put in that extra 2 cents.
Do you feel you're a little more inspired, that you work a little bit harder than maybe other athletes that are whole-bodied?
I don't know. It's like we all work out the way we do. Some of us put forth more effort. I really couldn't tell you.
The reason why I ask that question is that I know that when boys have competed against girls, they're always fearful of being teased for losing to a girl. And I'm just wondering whether your competitors, those that went up against you, also were fearful of going up against somebody who didn't have any legs.
Well, maybe they were fearful. I'm not sure, but, like, My first year of wrestling, I saw my first match. I thought I saw fear. Well, actually, fear was in me. My second match, I saw fear in him. So it really, you know, brings out a different side.
When you look at the success that you've had in wrestling, what goes through your mind as the essence of Trevon Jennifer's success? Why do you think you've been so good at this sport?
Because a lot of time and effort that me, the coaches, and my teammates, my parents put into it. It's just not a one thing. It's not just me. It's everybody.
Also, I know your stepfather urged you to try out for the wrestling team. How did he have to talk you into it?
He didn't. It was summertime, and I was in the house. He just kept telling me about it, so I'm like, you know, I'll try it.
What is the lesson for people to take from this book?
Don't give up. Doesn't matter how hard the situation is. My parents never gave up, and I'm never going to give up on them.
Did you ever think about giving up prior to sports coming into your life?
Yeah, sometimes, you know. It always goes through your mind, but just having family there.
Trevon, congratulations and continued good luck to you. I appreciate you joining us on Sports Byline.
All right, thank you.
Trayvon Jennifer is his name. The name of the book is From the Ground Up, and he was born with no legs. And as you heard him say, he finished third in his senior year in the state wrestling championships, and he set many national records in wheelchair track events before he started wrestling. We'll take a break, come back, continue with more of you and America's Sports Talk Show.